You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps. Isaiah 40, verses 25 to 31. So, who is like me? Who holds a candle to me, says the Holy? Look at the night skies. Who do you think made all this? Who marches this army of stars out each night? Counts them off, calls each by name. So magnificent, so powerful, and never overlooks a single one. Why would you ever complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying, God has lost track of me. He doesn't care what happens to me. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out, doesn't pause to catch his breath. And he knows everything, inside and out. He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. This is a very interesting passage where God in some ways brings out his credentials. We now know that our galaxy alone has about 100 billion stars. And while that number was probably not known in biblical times, the author realizes that stars seem innumerable. And what God seems to be saying to his people is, let's keep a perspective here. Here is a God who seems to manage every night to bring out 100 billion stars. And somehow he does not lose track of any of them. He has enough power to keep them all turning along their trajectories. And that should tell us something about the power of God and his ability to keep track of minute details. And once we gain that perspective, we should be able to understand what the prophet then says in verse 27. Why would you ever complain? In particular, why would you say, clearly God has forgotten me. Clearly he has lost track of me. If he is not losing track of 100 billion stars, surely the very people that he created will be on his mind and he will not lose track of them. God does not lose track because he has enough bandwidth to look after each of the creatures he created and of the people of God as a whole. Even if we don't see it, or when we don't see it, God's faithfulness is there. God hasn't lost track of us. So if somehow we don't experience his nearness, it's not because he has failed. Nor, that's the other comparison, does God get tired? He doesn't tire like we do and needs a break, and maybe during that break something happens that's unforeseen. God doesn't only not grow tired, he is, in fact, the one who gives power to the tired and the weary. There's a striking line here. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There's a particular kind of waiting, an expectant faith-filled waiting that energizes us. And maybe the question we want to take away from this meditation is, where do I need energy and strength? And where am I looking for it? Is it in diet? Is it in exercise? None of these are bad things. But do I look to God to re-energize me by waiting for Him as the season is trying to teach us? Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.